Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west, including across the Atlantic Ocean to Madrid, Spain, where you find B. Mitch and I live.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. here
yeah,
in Spain.
4 p.m. Yes.
4 p.m. here in Spain. And you know, we've talked about these international trips are really cool, and it's a great opportunity for the league and everybody involved to grow the game. For us, it is a boatload of work because you end up working a Spanish day, like the day here goes on, right? And then we end up working an East Coast day. And now we're starting our East Coast day with the radio program. I've been running around. B, I know you've been running around. How you doing, dude?
I'm good. Yeah. I started off this morning around 9:30 with 100. Well, it was supposed to be 190 kids at this camp. They had, I guess, kids ranging, I would say about 9 to about 12, 13. And then right midway through the camp, about an hour and a half in, all of the high schoolers came out. The most rowdy bunch of kids. But they wasn't participating in the clinic. They were just cheering us on. Then after those kids left, every elementary kid, elementary school kids you can name came out with their little uniforms on. And they got louder than the high school kids.
How long were you there?
Total of about 3 hours and a half. And then left there.
How many autographs did you sign?
Oh, bro. I think every kid that was there. One kid.
I mean this respectfully.
Talked me out of my hat.
Those kids probably don't know who you are, but they're so damn excited.
Well, the kid told me, I saw you on Google and then went out, just committed to naming every stat I ever had.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow. Google.
You gave him your hat?
I gave this one kid. He actually, after like the 100th time, I say, okay, here. Then the kid said, well, can I have your sweater? Nope. Miss Monica made this one for me. I can't give it to you.
And it's raining.
How about can I have your ring? I say, no. Oh, man, it's beautiful. It'd be great on my finger. I say, yeah, just like it is on my finger.
Did you challenge any of the kids to a dance fight?
No, I had no dance off with anybody, but I did have a little tossing contest with the guy. He told me he could throw a spiral. I told him, I said, that's a duck you're throwing. And then I threw a spiral right-handed and left-handed. You know, just show him a little. So he said, wow,
that's
how you became an athlete? Yes. Throw it left-handed.
The most important question. Yesterday was tough. Neither of us had slept. It was a lot. I slept like a baby last
Eight
night.
8 hours and 19 minutes of sleep last night.
Dude, I went
9 10. Hours and 30 minutes in the bed. That's what Oura Ring told me this morning.
That's great. Yeah, I wanted to FaceTime with the kids last night, and so I got home from dinner, and Lauren's like, okay, call you in 10 or whatever. And I sat on the bed ready to talk, fell asleep
before you could talk.
I had the lights on, like a TV was on, so I woke
Daddy's
up.
Tired, Mom.
I woke up like 45 minutes later to my phone with a missed call, and Lauren texted me, did you fall asleep? So I was like, yes, I'm awake now. So I got to talk to him. But I was in straight zombie mode as soon as I talked to Shelby and Ainsley. Lights off. Dog, I never sleep straight, like sound. I usually wake up, toss, turn, whatever. I was out like a rock. I slept, I think, 10 hours straight. I woke up at like 9:30, and I feel like a different human today.
Well, Ryan told me, we're picking you up at 9 so we can get to this.
Yeah, so what all did you do?
What I'm learning, college and university is totally different here.
I think college is like high school.
Yeah. So they were like, we're going to this college, and I was expecting to go to a college. Then I got on campus. I found out a lot today. Santana was proposed to by a 13-year-old. She thought he was 20. I say, no, I'm 46. She say, oh, man. But we went to the college, and then he says pick me up at 9. When I finally looked at the clock, it was 8:27.
Yeah, shower. You got to iron your clothes.
So I went in. Clothes were already ironed. You know, I'm always ahead of time. But I was in, got out. I said, I got to get breakfast. So I was able to get breakfast, and I was walking out of the hotel eating, and I dropped a little salsa right on the little table before I walked out the Ritz car. But it was cool. Then I just left by this place. What's the name of it? San Henis. It's not Guinness. It's Henis.
So it's spelled S-A-N.
And it's a chaka
G-I-N-E-S.
She told me. So we did churros or porous.
What's porous?
Porous is like a churro. It's a little bigger than a churro.
Okay.
And it's softer. So it's kind of on the thing of like a...
Twinkie?
No, it looks just like the churro, but it's more like the texture of a beignet.
Okay, I think I'd like that more.
But like here, they don't have... Like, you know, in the United States, everywhere that has a churro or whatever, they have all of the cinnamon.
Yeah.
So they don't have all that on this here.
What's on it?
You could put it on if you want, but the way it really happens, they don't put all that crap.
Hmm.
What me and Santana has found out since we've been here, everything we have in the United States, they add sugar. They add extra stuff. That's why we're overweight in the United States.
Well, dude,
and that's why everybody around here look like they just finished running the damn track.
One thing I found last summer when we were in Italy is, you know, if you go out to dinner at home, you get pasta, you walk out of there feeling full, like
at home?
Like you don't feel great because you eat all that pasta. When we were in Italy, you eat the pasta.
You eat pasta all
wine,
damn day.
You feel good.
Yeah.
Walking around here, people are just fit. Like, you don't see.
Walk.
I don't think I've seen a single fat person.
Bruh, they walk everywhere. And I don't care if they have on 7-inch, 8-inch heels or not. They are walking.
I sampled zero nightlife last night. Did you?
I
went out to dinner.
I said the lobby bar.
So I went out to dinner.
7 glasses of wine.
Attaboy. You'll like this. So we went out to a really cool dinner. Shout out to Jenny Cushman, who was just here on vacation with her husband, I think. She sent me some recommendations. Jenny's cool. I work with her at Channel 4. And one of her recommendations was like on the way home. So we went to this restaurant that was a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was definitely like kind of a date spot or like a, you know, like a hip spot.
Hipster.
Not hipster, but like
hip.
Everybody was dressed well, looked good. It was good-looking people, right?
Yeah.
And then me and Tischler roll in, and I got my backpack from work.
Yeah.
But they were cool. They were very nice. I do wonder how many people in the restaurant thought me and Mitch were on a date. Because it, like...
Yeah, they look like a nice couple.
The only people sitting where it was two tops were clearly dates.
Let me ask you a question, bro.
I'm gonna
go back.
Ask me anything.
You and Mitch back to last night. You all left out of here way before I did.
How long did it take you to get an Uber?
Well, no. My Uber came like 20 seconds after y'all's left.
We didn't order it.
Why were y'all still there when I got there?
I've been having some Uber trouble. I'm starting to rely on taxis more.
Uh-huh.
We were just waiting on the Uber. We called it when we got down and outside.
That's so, when I called mine. I called
same
mine.
Same thing with Tana yesterday. Remember Tana called his after we called ours?
Yeah.
And then Tana got his, and then we had to... Try two more before we finally got a taxi.
Like, I was in here doing this deal, and I get downstairs. I'm like, why the hell is Mitch and JP still here?
Doug, my Spanish Uber luck isn't great. Now, it was fine after dinner. Have you been in one of these Ubers yet where the car is called a seal?
No.
Doug, they're cool. Like,
why do they call it a seal?
It's just a different brand over here, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to try to pull it up.
I cool haven't seen any
car.
Of those.
Seal car. I don't know. What I'm going to find. Yeah, it's the BYD Seal. It's pretty cool, dude. It feels like a Tesla-ish. I don't know if it is
electric.
I don't know if it's electric, but the whole ceiling is sunroof.
It's glass.
It's glass. Right. So that's the car that drove me home. It kind of looks like a Tesla.
That's
right?
Nice. That's nice.
It was cool. So shout out to BYD. I don't know much about them. I assume it's a European car. But the dinner, what you would like about this spot last night, B. So whatever you would order, right? I ordered a vodka soda.
Mm-hmm.
They just walk over with a cup of ice and the bottle and a bottle of club soda.
The bottle of vodka?
Just like the full-size bottle of vodka from behind the bar.
And you pour?
No, the dude pours.
Oh, okay.
But they kind of just pour until you say stop. So, like,
I like that.
You can get a drink, dog.
So you can get a drink like you get at your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, I don't know if that's everywhere or if that's just the restaurant I went to last night, which was called Quentin. But it was good, dude. The food was good, but I was just so gassed. I had nothing in me. Tonight, I think I got a little bit of energy. And, like, what I could tell, so we get done here at 8. Took me a while to get to Uber, as you said. Say I got to the restaurant at, like, 9, roughly. When we were leaving at, like, 10:15, 10:30, it was like filling up.
Oh yeah,
this is a late town.
They don't really go out until they go to dinner and out. They get there around 10.
Right.
Here we are trying to get home by 10. They're just starting. So, you know, hey.
Yeah, man. I feel so significantly better today than I did yesterday.
Yesterday I was dozing a little bit. if anybody saw me dozing on the stream, forgive me. It was just,
yeah, dude.
1 hour of sleep is not much, brother.
Yeah, and you know,
like you said, we finished the day and then we tried to do another day,
right?
And that second day got me.
Well, and yesterday, what's crazy today is yesterday we got the taxi finally because we couldn't get an Uber from the same place, and the taxi driver didn't know where we were going. So today I was smart. I set up with the people. So I just taped all ears. Like we just did a live all ears.
Mm-hmm.
And that got done at 3:30, and I know I got to be on the air at 4. So the people – that Real Madrid is so impressive, and the people that run that are so impressive. So at like 2 o'clock, I asked them, I was like, hey, can you have a taxi for me at 3:30? And the lady was cool. She's like, James, right? I was like, yes, James.
Oh, don't forget.
Dog, I walked out, said goodbye to Kerwin, walked out that front door, taxi just waiting for me.
Well, I just thought I wasn't going to be here on time.
You made it?
I did, because when I – got to the. I went to the taxi stand because it was right across from the place. So I went over there and it said I pulled it up on my. I always put the thing in when I'm riding with people.
Yeah, especially.
And it said it's going to take me 41 minutes, and it was 3:24.
Damn.
And we went through this tunnel and we came out the tunnel, and it dropped 10 minutes.
Oh wow! So you must have avoided some traffic.
I guess because like I think one of the guys, Jason said, there's a under the city. Highway.
Because I've gone through some pretty significant tunnels. That makes sense. it's been fun. It's been a whirlwind.
Everything is 1.8 miles away, and everything is 1.8 miles is 15 to 20 minutes
away. Dog, everything is an Uber ride. It's just – it's a really big city. Whew. You know what I mean? And they got you running around like crazy. For me, I just had to get to the Real Madrid practice facility. Got to hear from Cliff Kingsbury today. Then we got to watch some practice and then talk to some players later. Okay, so apparently BYD are Chinese-made electric cars.
Okay.
That's interesting because I've heard China's making, like, significant inroads in the electric car market. Maybe that BYD is one of their top sellers.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dope. I don't know if they sell it at home. I know that American-Chinese relations may not be at their best, whatever's going on. But those BYDs are cool cars.
They were cool.
Right. I do have to – I got to
– Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nothing really bad happened, so I feel like I can tell the story.
Okay.
Your boy Brian Colbert.
Huh?
So we're at Real Madrid, and the setup where we all hang out is there's the big media room, like the podium room with all the chairs. Then there's like the food room, which apparently you still haven't found.
Yeah. I've been over there today.
Right. But then the where you walk in, like the lobby is this huge building.
Yeah.
It's like a huge open space. What do you – I mean, the ceilings are probably – 60 feet tall.
They're way up there. Yeah.
Right. And it's all glass, and it's kind of loud in there because it's kind of echoey. So BC, everybody knows Brian Colbert. He does all the Commanders, Command Center, all the pre and post with B. Great, great guy. So BC's sitting there with one of the Commanders' media staffers, and he and I chatted for a minute. And so we're all just kind of like lingering around, and Brian had just gotten some food. And he's sitting, you know how they had those little couches where you were sitting yesterday? And they had those big glass tables?
Yeah.
So I guess he tried to pull the table closer to eat his food.
And he pulled the top.
Bang!
The top?
Just the top part. So it's like a little, not little, like a very large glass table, but it just rests on like these two things.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that yesterday that those things don't move, the table moves.
So imagine how loud that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, thank God it didn't break.
So that
if
happened,
it broke would be a whole
thing. So we
have
two things on Brian now.
Yo, so it happened, and everybody, it was so loud, and then it echoes all over that room, and then everybody's just like, oh, because the Real Madrid security does not mess around.
Yeah.
Everybody's got guns.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are people everywhere with guns.
I saw that yesterday. Yeah.
And it was it was a funny moment. You could tell BC was like,
So,
but nothing happened. So
he almost shattered a tabletop. So you know, I got messed with everybody about dudes drinking mimosas together.
Yeah.
Well, last night, this is what I heard happen with BC. So BC was out with the dudes and stuff, hanging out at this spot. And he pulled this camera out. And he would say he was taking a picture of this creme brulee. Creme brulee?
Yeah.
Because his boy loves creme brulee. And you know London didn't let that go. So now we got him with that. So we're not taking pictures of creme brulee to send to our dudes, guys. We're not drinking mimosas with our friends, unless it's a lady. And we cannot pull glass tops off his stand in the middle of a damn lobby. Brian is going to help us out with all that.
I had a flan last night. I love flan.
Mm-hmm.
My plan is any sit-down restaurant I'm hitting this week in Spain, I'm going to get some flan.
All right.
Last night was interesting, though. Do you like flan?
Never had it.
Okay. It's like a custardy thing?
Nah, won't eat it. I'm a texture guy, dude.
So this texture you might have liked better. I like it kind of like jiggly.
Most custardy things I don't eat.
This one was firmer, like a cheesecake. It felt like it was made with like Greek yogurt or something. So it was good, but it wasn't my favorite.
Greek yogurt and I are not good friends. I told you this yesterday.
You told me that. I had yogurt for breakfast.
Yeah, I told you this yesterday.
I went to there's a little lounge at the hotel this morning. I went in there at 9:30 or so. Shout out to the couple that was just drinking wine at 9:30 in the morning. I was kind of jealous of them. They're enjoying their vacation. They were vibing. All right, we have a packed show. We're going to kind of get into business now. We got to do Bleep You Thursday early. So the phones are going to be open at 11 a.m. for Bleep You Thursday. We're going to talk to Ben Standig at noon. We're going to talk to Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports at 1, Peter Rosenberg at 1:30. There is a Thursday night game tonight. That looks incredibly one-sided. Jets-Pats tonight. We'll try to take
those
a look
are the
at
type
that.
Of games that
I mean,
we'll amaze you.
Everybody thought the Dolphins were going to get trounced by the Bills last week, right? We're just getting warmed up. Me and B. Mitch live in Spain from the Radio Marca studios. You're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan. You're watching the stream on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, or you're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Joey continues to just flood my phone via text message with really unimportant
facts. You
know
how you have to handle him? Just don't respond, and he stops.
Okay,
you notice he keep responding to you.
Joey entertains me. What can I say?
I just don't respond to him very often.
I just found this out, and if people want to mock me for just finding this out, that's fine. Do you know what the Sui celebration is?
Sui. No.
So I just found it out. It's Cristiano Ronaldo's famous celebration from when he played
he stole that from the Arkansas Razorbacks. They've been doing that for years.
I think that's the Woo Pig Sui.
No, they do Sui.
All right, well, maybe I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, okay. But it's this like elaborate jump up, cross your hands. If you remember.
But the word Sui, they were doing that in the Razorback back in 86.
Do you think Cristiano Ronaldo stole it from Arkansas?
Yeah, because he wasn't born way back. He's not older than Arkansas.
He's not. My question was, do you think we'll see some Sui celebrations Sunday?
More than likely.
I think so. Yeah. These players know who Cristiano is. It was cool. Cliff Kingsbury actually talked about Cristiano Ronaldo. Mm-hmm. Cliff said he's been to Madrid a bunch because I guess he played in NFL Europe, so I think he has a good understanding of Europe. Cliff said he's been here a lot, loves this city. Not, you know, this week is about business. How much fun do you think Cliff had in this town in his time?
Lots. I found out today, though, Jay, that Austin Mitchell is known.
My nephew
that plays in Spain, in
Paris. Right?
The guys that play for the Madrid team, they know him.
I bet.
They said, that dude can run. I say, yep.
There was a young lady at practice today that's a European journalist that was kind of giving us the lowdown of all the football here, of the American football here. And there's, like, multiple divisions.
Yeah.
Like kids play, like, but they have, like, a seniors division, which would be kind of fun at home. Maybe they haven't. I just am unfamiliar. But
you should play.
I don't think I should. All right, we're off and running on a Bleep You Thursday. It's B. Mitch and Finley live from Madrid.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take your shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. For your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.